It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, this is the first of the quarantine. What's up, everybody? Okay, it's what's up, everybody is what I said. I might have said it quick. Okay, that is the voice finally of my girlfriend Chelsea. Hello.
Have you never done this before?
I have not.
Oh wow, you seem so upset about it.
My brother Christopher.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I felt bad that my start was ripping on him.
You went right into it. She wasn't shy at all. She wasn't.
She was not. Sorry. Something I was looking for something on Instagram and I can't find it.
That Chris can respect. Waiting for our friend John to come down. This is the first of the quarantine specials. So, Chris, I don't know if you have seen this. We're going to do it on. We put it online.
Basically, can you be a fucking professional and mute your phone, please?
What we're doing. Don't laugh at him. Don't encourage this.
But, like, if your
you're
phone
the one
went
who's
off,
running this, yeah, though, I feel like your phone should
do we
be
call
muted.
Her by her name or does she have a nickname? What's the deal now?
It was A for a while. So, A, Chelsea.
No,
and,
so,
yeah, Chelsea.
If your phone went off and made that noise, you know the exact face he would make at you. Because he wouldn't make a noise on the microphone, but he would look at you like, you idiot.
Yeah, while still talking. And
idiot girl.
Yeah.
Be a scolding face. So we are in the quarantine special. So did you see I put that on Instagram? Did either of you?
Yeah.
I did. Chris is looking like, yeah, no.
I deleted Instagram in the past couple of days. It's just too much. I don't give a shit about your empty shelves. Everyone's shelves are empty. Don't post your fucking empty shelves. We don't need
that's
right
true,
now.
Yeah.
Some
of the memes are pretty funny, though.
No, there's some good memes out there, but I deleted Instagram because I'm just so tired of the empty shelves.
Yeah.
You're all doing the same thing. And, like, I did this yesterday, so I'm kind of making fun of myself, too. But everyone that's, like, you know, like, that feels like they're really championing a cause because of all this, like, calm the fuck down. Everyone knows that everything is messed up and you're not saving anything.
I know.
Just be quiet.
It's such a weird world right now.
It's a weird time right now, big time.
It is.
And we wanted to do our part in the community to just give people something to listen to. So we went and decided that we were going to do a quarantine special. John should be coming in any second.
That's huge of you that you're doing this.
Thank you, man. It's really brave. It's very brave. And I saw a couple things now that you actually mentioned that, but the bravery thing. I'll bring that up. Our friend John here is here as well.
John!
Hey, just stepping up.
What?
Just stepping in.
Remember Vito's first podcast experience when we had mom show and he went, hey, hey, hey.
It wasn't a first podcast. That was the first experience on TV. Do you remember that? His first TV experience, he walked into a scene and said, hey, 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 it's Vito. And I said, I can't fucking do this. And I walked off the scene.
But we used to do press, like, and we'd go to like Sirius or something. And we'd do like 10 shows on Sirius Radio at once. And they'd be like, well, not at once, but, you know, like one after another. They'd be like, and we have Al, hi, hey, and Vito, hey, hey, hey. What is that?
It's his call sign. It's his call sign.
It's his thing. So we are all actually, you know, we're going through all this stuff together. You know, it's funny. I actually saw Chris was making fun of me because I said we're going to do the quarantine special, which is every single question that comes into DearAlbieMailbag@gmail.com will be answered.
But you said you're giving back, I think is the term that you used when you talked about
this. No, I was like, no,
like, this isn't really helping anyone.
No, I understand that. But it's giving people something to do, man. You're bugging out about sports.
I know. It's been 3 days and it feels like so much longer than that. Sports are broken.
We can make our own sports. Didn't you say you wanted to bring back archery?
This predates you. We do archery in the backyard in the summer months. We haven't done it in the past couple months because I had a job that wouldn't let me, but now I'm not there anymore. So I think we should bring back archery because I'm an archery wizard. I shoot pineapples. Like, oh, shit, think about that. Pineapples before it was trendy.
I mean, I
that
shoot
relates.
Live game, so I feel like, you know, I might be above that.
What's that?
I shoot live game, you know.
Yeah, but they can't like shoot old. Back. You're saying it like it's like something that's difficult. Like you're the pineapple and a deer have the same exact amount of time to respond to us shooting them.
We were just going to, and look, when everyone's home, I just kind of figured we're going to need something to do. So I said, let's kind of, you know, we are a community. We're going through this together. We talk about it all the time. So every single question that comes into DearAlbieMailbag@gmail.com, no matter how big or small, will be answered from now until this quarantine situation is over. That is exactly how we're going to play it. I don't know how many episodes that's going to result in, but we're just rolling with this. We're going to have a good time. Now, Chelsea is here.
Yes.
It is the debut episode of Chelsea. And by far the most requested thing.
No, your dad's the most requested thing to come back, I feel like.
Well, that is, well, first of all, real quick, that is actually true. A lot of people want dad to be on, and he will. But Chris, what do you feel about that? Dad is probably the most requested person to have on this show. Easily, by a lot.
Well, because he has like no real filter at all.
No.
And I think people think it's funny. And he's like such a dad. Like, I think he reminds other people of their dads.
Oh, he totally reminds me of my dad in so many ways.
He's like, Tim Allen would play him in a movie.
Well, I mean, you
of
know,
like just dadness.
You're probably right. But
same
the
political
second,
correctness as well.
That's true, too.
The second biggest person, you know, very, very close second, is everyone asking to follow up from the vacation that we had to whether or not Chelsea felt like we were going to get engaged on that vacation, which we were going to make our own separate thing, which is why Chelsea's here. We're going to record a number of things. This will be the first one. We're just going to get this out. But I read this question. This one came in, and I was like, wow, this is tailor-made for Chris. And obviously, John, one of all of ours and my closest friends.
Not right? Requested, though.
Hmm?
He's not a requested
I'm not requested
guest.
At all. I'm like a secret.
Like, literally, probably no one's ever requested John. Right?
No one has ever asked for you to be on this
I
show.
I think you're great. But these people don't.
You may be requested after this one, though.
Oh,
and
I
may just be told to never come on again, so you never know.
I might be called Dear John after this.
It might be.
It's true. We could start another one.
There is a Dear John.
Dear John,
right?
John is a thing.
That's a romantic movie,
yeah.
Isn't it?
You could have definitely done a Dear John before this, and it would have worked, too.
A John Deere letter.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
So we're going to get right into it. Ready?
John Deere's a mowing.
No, it's a Dumb and Dumber joke. I see what Al did there. She's,
yeah, did you see Dumb and Dumber in theaters? No.
In theaters,
wait. Stop. What year did Dumb and Dumber? Wait, time out. What year did Dumb and Dumber come out?
Probably 94.
Okay. What year were you born, Chelsea?
94.
Oh,
my God.
Let me see. Let me make sure I'm right on that. But you go ahead.
Is my girlfriend younger than my favorite movie? Like, Little Rascals is my favorite movie, too.
I love Little Rascals.
Little Rascals is probably, like, 96.
No, I've seen Little Rascals. And
Dumb and
Dumber
is 94. Great call by me.
Wow.
What's the date?
That was spot on.
What's the date?
Little Rascals also 94.
What's the date on both?
Yes. Just because I didn't see it in theaters doesn't mean
You know, that's actually a talent of mine. Like, if you tell me the movie, I told you, I guess, Star Wars before.
Yep.
If you tell me the year, like, predating me, I could probably tell you the movie that was out there.
Like before you were born?
Yeah, some of them, yeah.
Meatballs.
What's that?
Meatballs.
Meatballs? I'm going to go with like 80. Now again, I'm ballparking it, but I'm going to go with I'm gonna go with 87.
John, look it up.
I got it right here.
I'm on IMDb.
Okay.
All right, so wait. Can we get the Dumb and Dumber?
87.
The Dumb and Dumber and the Little Rascals dates, please, to see.
Oh, shit, 79. So yeah, okay. I'm not that good at this game. But also, I've never seen Meatballs.
That was spot on, though, with
Dumb and Dumber. We'll get into that. Go ahead, Al.
I assume you're older than both, because neither of those movies came out in February.
We just... Oh, the exact date?
That's
like January, technically speaking.
Explain that.
No, because we took the trip in February. It's called her birthday trip. Her actual birthday is in January.
End of January, yeah.
December 16th. So it's very... You're older than the release date, at least, of Dumb and Dumber.
But you didn't catch that one in theaters, is basically
right.
Where
no,
I'm
I didn't.
No.
Unless
well, you
my
might
mom,
have.
You know,
yeah, you might
brought
have.
Me right out the womb.
She might have been in the womb.
That's still to this day, I'm sorry, it's the finest movie ever made. There's not a single scene of that movie that isn't funny. Dumb and Dumber. Not a single scene.
I haven't seen it recently. You know, I haven't seen it in a long time.
It was on yesterday. I was watching it during my own quarantine.
We'll get to that. But, you know, so it's not totally off base. But, so we're getting into a... question. The subject line is
no
laughing
questions?
Matter.
Or did you get a lot of questions?
We actually got flooded with questions.
Okay. So we're not going to get to any. Right, like, we're not going to get to any of them.
No. We're only going to do. I'm going to try and keep it to one question a show. Some of them are actually really, really light.
That's a lot of shows. You should do like 5 questions a show.
Yeah, one question.
Like we could crank out the answers.
At least 2.
Well, some of these. Look, Chris. I don't. You haven't listened in a while. People get very, very deep on this show. They really do, and they're very lengthy.
Right,
questions.
But it doesn't mean we have to get deep with our answers. Like, we'll decide if it's worth getting deep or not.
Let's go. I'll tell you what,
if we don't naturally get deep, your question's not that deep, and your situation's not that serious.
All right, one of the questions were, what color is Lemon Lime Gatorade?
It's yellow. Everyone knows
yellow.
That's a stupid decision.
Neon-ish yellow.
It's yellow, for sure.
That's it.
I think it's a yellowish green, but if I had to pick it, I'd say yellow.
That's a dumb question.
Yeah.
It's yellow.
That's what I mean. So you want an entire life about that?
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
all
you know.
Green is somewhat yellow.
That's what I'm saying. You
want an entire
right.
theory?
No, hold on.
Color?
No, let's
deciding.
Do a whole question. Let's do a whole episode on that question.
That's it.
You know,
you,
I think the whole thing's
you
your
what,
lightning
round. You should read the reviews.
How
when,
many calories
when you
in
and
a
Lauren,
lime versus the lemon? That's what I want.
When you and Lauren are on, okay, do you know a lot of people freak out because you criticize the show as it's done now? And some people in the community, which I like, have my back. They're like, you know what, Al? You've been working really, really hard on this thing. And Lauren will come on and be like, I don't like when you read the questions, which is like the point of the show.
Yeah, but no, I would argue that you completely disregarded what this show is.
What do you mean?
When's the last time you asked a Dear Abby? It's like, don't tell me about the bones of the show. You're not going to do that right now. So, like, I don't really give a shit what a new community member thinks about it. The truth is, you're listening to a show that was not what we were founded on. The foundation in which this show was built is not where we are today.
I'm actually...
So, if you're not going to act that way... If
John's
you don't,
face just keeps looking at
Chelsea
me.
Chelsea and
like,
I just keep looking
going
at each
on?
Other going,
no, but if you...
Wow.
All these, I'm not talking to Al right now. Al is going to do what the listeners want to do. I get that. But the truth is... There are day ones out there that probably appreciate my candor.
So let's go into it. The very first quarantine question. Subject, no laughing matter, which is why we're bringing up these comedy movies. Dear Albie, my husband Andy is a funny guy. When I first met him 14 years ago, my friend introduced him to me as, you got to meet this guy, he's so funny. And he was. So for 14 years, he's been making me laugh. I've had a lot of downtime recently due to an illness, and to pep myself up, I've been watching a lot of stand-up comedian specials. Imagine my surprise when I was watching Mike
Birbigliata or something like that. I know the guy that she's talking about.
Mike Birbiglia's specials, and he was using all of my husband's material. Ha! After some intense binge-watching and Netflix crime special level of investigation of comedian stand-up routines, I've concluded that my husband has been stealing material and passing it off as his own jokes.
Goddamn joke thief.
So my question is, do I confront him about his plagiarism, or do I let him have his moment where he thinks he's made me laugh and is a comedy hero? Happy quarantine. Stay safe out there. Much love. Trudes.
I mean, it depends, Trudes. It depends on your relationship, but I would probably say to him, hey... I know that you're plagiarizing all these jokes. Maybe we watch these stand-ups together and we have a good laugh. You don't need to be the person that makes me laugh. You already secured the bag. I'm your wife. No big. But stop lying to me, because what else are you lying about?
This is, to be fair, your least type of...
I hate people that steal jokes. Yeah. It's my least favorite thing on the planet. I really don't... You know, if you tell someone a joke that somebody else told, be like, oh, I saw the stand-up the other day and he said this, and it's fine. I hate when people steal jokes. I think it's just messed up, because I think... you know, like, that's just not who you are. Like, you're presenting yourself as a funny person, and you're just not.
So I'll give a counterpoint.
Go ahead.
I think it's delivery. If I came and did that same joke, right, and it's funny to you, I mean, yeah, I should probably say that I stole this from Mike or whatever the guy's
if
name
you
was.
Came and made a joke, I would laugh, absolutely.
No, because I'm just not that funny. So if I was this funny for some reason because the joke was funny, Chris would be like, holy shit, yeah, Johnny Harms is fucking funny.
No, it's supposed to, because that joke was, like, all over your
I'm
face.
I'm all out of curse.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I can cut
it all over. It's all over his face. Yep. Yeah.
But no, I think delivery is important. Like, even if you steal a joke, that, you know, if I deliver that joke, it's still not funny. Mm. Chris delivers anything, Tally's laughing her ass off. So,
for reference, Tally's is the
significant other of myself.
Yes. Yeah, but you know what though? That is true. Like, you, certain people laugh at other ones and don't laugh at people they for whatever reason don't like, or you know what I mean, or for whatever reason are mad at something. There's a little bit of favoritism, I feel like, with jokes and stuff like that. Charles, if you feel like if you and I were just out and I was telling stories and they were funny, and then you found out that I was making them up or ripping them from a movie, would you be upset?
I wouldn't be upset, but if you like based your childhood on like some story or something that came from a movie plot, I'd probably be like, what the fuck?
It's just
this
bizarre.
Guy do? Yeah. Like, yeah, just tell your own stories because they're probably great.
Right.
Well, but is this, if it's, it depends if this guy is kind of like quote for quote, just always talking.
I also
like
am
this
wondering,
comedian.
We're talking about 2006 this started. So he might just be a funny bro. Like, you can't binge stand-ups back in 2006. Like, there weren't, you know, the internet existed and all that kind of things, and it's easy to YouTube stuff back then. But, like, now it's really in your face. There's specials on Hulu and Netflix and everything else under the planet. So, like, was he, like, hitting the underground scene and stealing jokes? Like, what was the deal? You know,
well,
he
like,
might
no.
just be a funny guy, but also maybe kind of adopts things as his own. I don't think it's, like, listen, I don't think it's something worth, like, changing their opinion on your own significant other for.
No.
But, like, I don't even like when people, like, if you have a stand-up and then I watch your sitcom, and I know, like, oh, you're just living out that thing you do in your stand-up. I get disappointed. I want fresh all the time.
I'll tell you a way to get in front of this. If I'm Trudes, okay, if he's getting things off Netflix specials, beat him to the special. And if you watch it first and he makes that joke,
finish it.
Just be like, yeah, man, that's like, that's, you know.
Yeah, Mike Bigelow.
Yeah, that's Mike Bigelow.
I watched a stand-up yesterday that I didn't really laugh at. But I watched it the whole way through.
Burbiglius.
I haven't heard of him.
I know. Like I've seen his stand-up, and he never really makes me laugh. He's one of those, like...
I can't even...
He's like a... What is his name that people love? I don't think he's friendly, though. Pete something? Ashley likes him. Pete Holmes.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't really do anything for me.
You know who we have... You know who we have a lot
Mike Bigelow... He reminds me of Pete Holmes. They're both like oh, my wife humor.
Well, again, I'm going to take the counterpoint again.
Go ahead.
So, Chelsea, agree with me. Al could say something, we all laugh at it, and you're like, that was so fucking stupid, right? Because
I mean,
like,
I think he's pretty funny, so
no,
I
know, but I mean, it's just easy for the wife or the girlfriend to just always be ball buster. So if she lasted this long thinking he was funny, congrats,
right, he can't
man.
Steal
That's
that
great.
Much. You can't steal
anything
14 years of material.
Funny. Anything you say, Chris, again, you can see it's a little personal. Tally, oh my God, did you hear Chris? I'm like... I could have said that same thing,
it's
especially when it's
thing.
In text. It's not
you set me
delivery.
Up the other day John. So well for a funny joke, though, with the period
I did.
Thing.
I did.
I feel like I should tell the story now.
I always set you up.
So we were in a group text, and John was complaining about this exact thing, that John said something funny, and maybe he didn't get like kind of credit that he wanted for it. And then he was like, well, that's fucked up. If Chris sends a period, you'll laugh. So I just sent a period after that, and it made it funny. Like, it made it a funny thing to send.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then,
Tally said,
and
like,
she
ha,
laughed
ha,
at
like
it.
The most exaggerated.
No, forget about Tally. Everybody ha-ha'd it. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck Chris, even though he's, like, my best friend, but whatever.
But, like, I have nothing to do with this.
Sometimes it's timing,
shit.
Though. So, like, that was the perfect
no,
opportunity
you know, you
for
just
Chris
decide
to just
someone's
do.
Someone's funny. Chris has been decided to be funny, and he puts a period in. It's fucking funny, let's be honest.
But there's also times, I really do mean this, where I say things that I'm so serious about, and people will laugh. And I'm like, I... completely mean what I'm saying right now. So it
See,
is,
I mean, we giggle.
It giveth and taketh away.
There's a reason, though, that John specifically is here for this question. And I wonder if any of you can guess what it is. There is, in my opinion, a time and a place to steal material. And I pulled probably the best stolen material thing of my entire life on John Harms.
Oh, really? I remember
Whoa.
What you're talking about.
What?
I had a thing for a little while.
Okay.
That I would do where I would take lyrics of a song and I would say them in a sentence
Poor
form
John.
Okay to a human being and see how long it would take them to guess that I was saying song lyrics. So I decided to do that with the lyrics of That's Life.
I was
John.
Very drunk though, but go ahead.
But also here's the thing with Al, before
no,
you go on, for that song and those words, it sounded very dark, and the lyrics, isolated lyrics, are kind of heavy. So for Al to say them, it's alarming because we all think that Al's just on thin ice into breaking to that level of depression. So when you hear these words, again, separate from the song, I could see why John didn't want to dig deeper. He was like, oh, we've all been ready for this moment. He's coming to me with it. Is that where you were with that?
100%. And what's funny is Albie... recorded this video, and I actually feel sad for myself when I watch
so
it.
Yeah. Sad.
So I say to John, okay, it's like I was gonna read you a little clip of this, okay, and I say it in a dead straight voice, and just think about it for real, right? I just look at him and go, "That's life. I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, but my heart just wouldn't buy it."
He didn't rhyme it that much, but go ahead.
"And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird, and then I'd fly. He thought I was skipping town.
It's not flying.
No,
it's not.
You're killing yourself,
I'm
bro.
Reading. I'm reading. No. Like, I went. I keep going, right? And then I said, you go all the way to the end.
Crawl up in a big ball and die is the last lyric.
And I didn't really, because
I
kept
the
going.
Video. Don't talk about it.
No, wait. So I didn't think in that's life I would get to the end. Okay.
But I'm just staring at
and
you.
And I
like,
just
holy
keep going
because
I'm saying that's life over and over and over again to this man's
long,
face.
Genius pauses in that where you kill the lyric for a second. And you nailed the delivery. Back to what I said about this
in
guy,
John's
nailing
defense,
the delivery.
Too.
If you can still deliver it, that's still great. And you pause long enough where I'm like, holy shit, this guy's really going to lose his shit. And then you said it a couple more times, and then you finish the lyric, and I'm like, hold. And you see in the video, that's why I felt bad for me, like a long pause where I'm like, what do I say to him?
Well,
oh, my God.
So one of the reasons I was always confused is I said, you know, you go to the end of the song, and I didn't expect to get to the end of the song. And I'm sitting there, and I said, I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out. My heart won't buy it. If there's nothing shaking, come this here July.
You rented the house in
August. That's
August.
In John's
August.
Defense. Yeah. Right. Who isn't like a little tipsy at the Shore House?
Well,
so he's
shot.
Sitting here listening to this.
Baby, it was
probably
August.
Zoning out.
No, I'm
Chels, it was August. Chels.
I'm slurring my words as I'm trying to talk
so,
him down.
Yeah, exactly. So he's sitting there. He's like, what do I say?
So I said, if there's nothing shaking, come this here July, I'm going to roll myself up in a big ball and die. He heard that, and he had the sweetest things to say about me hanging in there. I felt terrible. Terrible.
You did not.
Okay.
You were dancing on John's grave. Like, what an idiot.
Yeah,
was, sending
no,
the video.
It was very
video
funny.
To us.
I sent the video to everybody.
Terrible.
So,
I
really
think
quick.
You need to somehow make this available for the listeners because I think they will feel so sad when they see how much I felt I needed to help you in that moment.
No, it was really, you know, and I'm just sitting there and I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I just want to, that's going to be my thing. I'm going to start saying music lyrics in conversation and see how long it takes for somebody to catch on. So here's where we're going. While we are quarantined, and some of you are quarantined with some of your significant others, okay, the first thing that we are going to do, I will post a video, John. I have not posted the video this day because I honestly do feel bad for you.
Yeah,
the
sad.
Video is hysterical, but you care so much. And I actually thought it was like, I'm not trying to make light of whoever is actually going through that stuff. I'm reading Frank's fucking lyrics.
No,
that's all it is. And it's, you go to the end, and I guess in conversation, that's what it sounds like. And he sounded so, he was very, very sweet about it. It was hysterical.
I was ready to hug you, man.
So, yeah, as a matter of fact, I thought we did. And I looked at him, I'm like, John, that's a Frank Sinatra lyric. And I did it again. There was another one. What was the second?
Oh, you did it to me a couple times that weekend, but that was the first one, and you got me bad.
And I think it was Shallow or one of the other.
I don't know. I picked up on it halfway through, though.
There was a different one. Anyway, so, guys, really quick. Dear Albie community, one of the things we will do while we are stuck home. All right. If you have a significant other, anybody, any member of your family that is stuck home with you, okay, we are going to start the Dear Albie Lyric Challenge. I want to see who amongst you can go the longest speaking verbatim, word by word, song lyrics without their whoever around them picking it up. Send the videos to us. We're going to post the best ones. We're going to get through the shit together. I love you all. Here was the first one, Quarantine Special. Episode one down. Chris, how do you feel?
It's like 15 minutes.
Yeah, no, they're all going to be 15, 20 minutes. Really quick.
I don't want you to listen to all that.
We were just getting warmed up.
Yeah.
We'll get into another one.
Okay.
We'll do another one. All right?
What else are we going to do?
I have more questions, John.
It's really weird, this sandwich bag over the top of my microphone with a... Is that funny, Chris? Chris laughed, for the record. Chris laughed.
The time is 5:26 p.m.
Weather?
Also, everything's bad. Everything's bad
bye.
Out there, guys.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.